Coming up in just a moment, the last edition of Brain Damage.
Not to forget about tonight, are you? I left your name at the door and everything.
There's not going to be too many punks.
Now, would you stop worrying about the punks? They're just a bunch of kids with growing pains. I mean, they'll probably be doctors and lawyers someday.
The All Ages Show brings you the latest onslaught of cool releases from Discord to J-Tree and from Sub Pop to Revelation. Every Wednesday afternoon from 2:30 to 5:30, it's the All Ages Show here on 90.1 FM WUSD, Stony Brook.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Us are ever supposed to be here, but there's an awful lot of us here tonight because we're here for a festive occasion. Someone took my picture. I can't believe it.
Festering occasion.
We're putting to sleep something which we started by mistake a few years ago. Back in 1988, Brain Damage started, and tonight, Life Support ends. Is that right, Matt?
Yes. As of 2 o'clock, this show stops its forced breathing.
It's a court order directly from Pataki. It's part of his new plan.
Yes. And, well, it was the Quinlan law, wasn't it?
Yeah, Quinlan started the whole thing.
Yes.
But Pataki's going to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what we have? You know what we have right now? Are you guys ready for some really, really amazing things? Because we've got some incredible stuff for you tonight. I mean, I can just sense the anticipation out there. We managed to dig up in our vaults the very first show of Brain Damage. Do you know when the first show of Brain Damage was?
Too long ago?
It was January 2nd, 1988. That's right. January 2nd, 1988. And what we're about to hear, well, the end of the classical music show hosted by Jim Weiner, who was on tonight. That's, if I'm not mistaken, a piece by Eric Satie that's just ending there. And basically, he will introduce the very first edition of the program. Now, I'd like to know if anybody out there knows who the very first person was to call Brain Damage. There's big bucks in it if you get this right.
Yes.
So if you know who it was, give us a call and tell us.
Yes. Just think about it, folks. Brain Damage, a 7-year itch that we had to scratch.
That's right. That's right. You know, 7 years is about how long a successful TV show runs before they cancel. I think that's how long Star Trek ran.
A standard TV contract.
That's right. 7 years. So that's why, you know, it's because of Hollywood we have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, without further ado, we're going to start with the very first edition, and we're going to come back. We're going to come back in a few minutes after you hear those people introduce the show, and then we're going to put the show to sleep, and we'll take phone calls too, and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Sounds right to me.
Okay, here's Jim Weiner, 8 years ago.
Number 3, played by Branford Marsalis on saxophone with the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Lydon. And that's Saturday Classical for this week. I'm Jim Weiner. Thanks for joining me. Stay tuned now for Joel Block and Stardate, followed by the world premiere, the galactic premiere, the universal premiere of Brain Damage on 90.1 FM, WUSB.
Stardate January 2nd. Light travels at a speed of 186,000 miles per second. That speed is special because it measures the same for everyone, no matter how fast you move relative to it. To see how strange that is, consider things moving at more ordinary speeds. Say you're standing still and a car comes toward you at 60 miles per hour. Then suppose you get in a second car and drive toward the first car at 30 miles per hour. The first car now seems to come at you at 90 miles per hour relative to your car. But light speed doesn't work like that. Light is never seen by any observer to speed up or slow down, no matter how fast he or she moves with respect to the light. Now imagine the two cars again, only this time say the first car is a light beam and the second is an ultra-fast rocket ship. The light beam shoots toward you at light speed, 186,000 miles per second. You now blast off toward it at a very high speed, say half the speed of light. You'd expect the light beam to seem faster than it was before relative to your rocket, but it won't. No matter how fast you go, you'll see the light coming at you at 186,000 miles per second. Weird as it sounds, the constancy of the speed of light has been verified in many experiments as one of the foundations of Einstein's theory of relativity. We are Stardate, and we're very pleased to be heard on radio stations like WNYE-FM, New York, New York, and WAER-FM in Syracuse, New York. Stardate is a production of the McDonald Observatory. We're at the University of Texas at Austin. Our zip code is 78712. Our writer and our producer is Deborah Bird. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
have reached, 1, has been changed. The new number is 2. Please make a note of it.
Please repeat.
The number you have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected.
Ring damage.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Dies ist viel besser.
Did you say 9?
Just hold on a second.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
Good evening, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Howe.
Welche sind die Regenbogenfarben?
If you do not push a key in 3 seconds, you will be disconnected.
Mein Bruder ist jünger als ich.
We're having difficulties.
It's 9 minutes after 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, and if you are tuned to 90.1 at this time, then you've got brain damage. That's right, the new program, the new talk show of Saturday nights, it's Brain Damage. I'm Larry Corley, and with me here tonight is a special guest who flew all the way up here from Philadelphia, a Mr. Mike Juhas.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good myself. How was your flight tonight?
Let's be fair and not lie.
Okay, let's not lie.
I didn't fly tonight.
You didn't fly tonight. You flew last night.
No, I took the train yesterday.
You took the train yesterday. That's totally different.
Yes.
Couldn't get a flight, huh?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's sad.
Couldn't or didn't.
Well,
I'm not the only guest you have, though.
That's true. I was about to get to that. We also have Mr. Jim Weiner, who just did a very fine classical music program.
He played music of Eric Satie. What more could you ask?
Thank you. Not much more.
Thank you.
How you doing, Jim?
Nice. Okay, how are you? Welcome,
pretty good.
To Saturday night, and happy to have you and have Mike here tonight.
Special occasion to have Mike come all the way back up here just to do a radio program.
The Amtrak fare was quite substantial. Who should I send the receipts to?
We'll settle that later.
Okay, fine.
We don't need to do that over the air now, do we?
No, perhaps one day we'll be able to do a program during a train trip, like the Today Show does.
Now, it's funny you should say that. Mike and I did do a program during a train trip a couple of years ago.
That's when we went to Shelter Island.
We went to Shelter Island. We took the Long Island train out there, and we recorded quite a bit of it on tape recorder.
Yeah, the best part, if you permit me to tell...
Go right ahead.
...was on the way out how we recorded the sound of the train from the vestibule between the cars. And the clickety-clacks.
Clickety-clackety,
so
clickety-clack, bung, bung, you know, all that stuff.
And on the way back, we played that tape in the train. And while the train was moving, nobody knew there was any difference. And so we placed the tape recorder underneath the seat in front of us, and the train stopped, but we were still making noise, and it created quite an uproar.
Well, a couple of people looked up, and they thought, well, perhaps I'm losing my mind at last.
But the one fellow across the aisle, though, he knew what was going on.
He saw exactly what we were doing.
He gave us a big smile. He was kind of beaming.
Yeah. Now, we should say at this point that this is a brand new show. We are just starting out. We don't quite know where we're going yet, but we're going someplace. And
We have 2 hours to do it.
We have 2 hours to do it, and we have all kinds of fun things coming up. But we should tell the folks that they're welcome to call up, too, as this is a semi-call-in show. You know, at least half of it, or maybe a quarter of it, will have to do with people calling us up. So, Mike, I believe you know what the phone number is.
Oh, yes.
I don't have that piece of paper in front of me.
Let me just check.
You can always call information. I think they have it, too.
Yeah? You want to do that?
That's what's going to cost us a good amount of money if we do that.
Okay.
that's going to cost
me
something, too.
That's not the right one. Oh, yeah, here it is. 516-632-6900, and I just can't quite make out the last digit there. Is that one?
I believe that's the one, yes. Now, let me just add there that the 516 is the area code. You don't need to dial that. And in fact, many places you can't dial that. It won't let you.
You're on Long Island.
If you're on Long Island, so don't even try.
But don't call now, because we're talking.
Waste of time.
Yes.
Well, I mean, call. You can call and just let the phone ring, and that's okay.
We'll be sure to pick you up.
We'll know you're there, and then we'll know to go to the phone calls later.
Right.
So if you want to call, go right ahead, and we have plenty of open lines.
That number again is 516-632-6901.
90.1 is the last point there.
That's all you really need to know.
Now, Mike, how about...
Speaking about 90.1...
Okay, go ahead.
We were going to talk to Jim. That's why he's here. We're delaying him.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Whatever a train of... I guess it's a bad pun here. But I guess whatever train of thought that you want to take, you can... If you want to mention something first, that's quite all right. Go right ahead.
Well, now, Jim has... A lot of our listeners might not know this, but Jim has been around since before the beginning.
Before we were 90.1 FM.
Sure, when we were 8:20 a.m.
Why don't you tell us something about those days?
We
could only be heard, I believe, on the campus. Some people tell me only in this building.
Sometimes, yes. We had a... I wasn't... This was even before my time. Around 1963, a number of students at... the university decided that they would try and put together a campus radio station with hopes of eventually having it be a station that broadcast to the off-campus area as well, which finally did come to be in 1977. But starting about 1963...
63?
Yes.
You weren't around back then.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't. There was a radio station that was started here that was heard only in, I guess, the dormitories. And there were only a couple of dormitories at the time, just G-Quad and H-Quad, only a couple of dorm complexes. And what was done was a small studio was constructed in one of the spare utility closets in one of the dormitories. And although this may not be an exact history, but it pretty much is what ended up happening. There may have even been something before this, but basically at a certain point, there was a small studio in one of the utility closets that transmitted using very low power transmitters that could only be heard in the dormitories. And eventually, this system was somewhat expanded when the studios were moved to the second floor of the gymnasium. And
moved to the second floor of the gymnasium from where?
From the one of the dormitories.
Well, from a dormitory.
Right.
And do you know which dormitory that was?
I believe it was G-Quad. I'm not sure. This was definitely before my time. It was. Uh-huh. I guess it could have only been somewhere, one of the dorms in either G-Quad or H-Quad.
I'm just wondering if we can go there and find remnants of an old studio somewhere.
That's a good question. I really don't know. I guess you'd probably have to speak to... I don't know who you'd speak to about that.
Does anyone left to speak to us?
But when we moved to the gymnasium, and this was also before my time, before when the move actually took place, a system was set up whereby the telephone lines from the telephone company were rented, which is what many radio stations have done over the years. Now they use microwave transmission, but for many years, many radio stations that were both just campus radio stations and also off-campus radio stations used telephone lines to take their signal from their studio to their transmitter, and which is what we did. We took the signal to these same low-power transmitters that broadcast on a frequency of 820 on the AM dial. And these were heard not only in the dorms in G and H quad, but eventually when other dormitories were constructed, other transmitters were installed in the other dormitory quads. And also, we broadcast through a line into the Union Building. So that was around the late 60s by that time. Then for a time, when the transmitters needed overhauling, we were broadcasting only into the Union Building. And I guess that's what you were making reference to there for that period of time.
Excuse me for one moment. I happen to notice that the emergency line is ringing. Now, that could only mean one thing. There is an old staff person.
An emergency.
Well, it could mean it's an emergency. I can't imagine what. this building already feels like it's on fire.
Maybe it's John emergency calling.
Now, it's probably an older staff member calling in to either correct you on something or to add their own comments on it. So I figure I've given enough time to warn the person that I'm about to press the button and put them on the air. Here we go, and you're on Brain Damage. Who is this?
Yeah, can I order a pizza to go and hold the anchovies?
Well, you probably could.
I think you've got the wrong number. I spell my name Danger.
What?
Oh, yes, well done, well done. Well, this sounds like Rich.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Rich, how are you?
Oh, doing okay. I mean, I wasn't around then either, but I figured I'd throw a quick point in. It was in the basement of James College.
Oh, thank you. Basement of James College.
There's a small point in there.
That's an important point.
I don't know if you can still find the studios down there, but we do know that back in 1980, a large box of old albums and singles mysteriously appeared at the front door of the studio.
Hmm.
They had been doing some... reconstruction work in the basement of James and discovered that we had left part of the record library there when we moved to the gym.
Oh, Mike's back.
How did we do that?
I'm sorry, what? How did we do that? What do you mean, how did we do that?
How did we leave part of the record library back there?
Well, apparently they were just records. I mean, they weren't any great finds in there. I mean, it was mostly Julius Rector records and things in that.
That's a joke, I guess.
Jim will explain it.
There's a rumor going around that in the mid-60s there was a 4,000-hour Julius Wechter Baja Marimba Band Festival on WUSB, but I don't know if that's true.
Including numerous alternate takes.
Yes, many previously unheard takes.
And one thing that people don't really realize is that in the mid-60s Julius Wechter did a large amount of recording with Philip Glass working with pentatonic marimba. Which is another amazing series that they did for Nonesuch.
That's amazing. I think that was called... I think that Glass wrote a piece for that called Herb Alpert on the Beach, I think. I think that was performed.
Did anyone see, what's his name, Peter Shickley, Professor Shickley?
No, it was right after Christmas. I think it was at Carnegie Hall. I didn't get to see it.
He had something about someone on the beach. Another lost manuscript by Peter Q. Bach.
No, it was Einstein on the Fritz.
Was it Einstein on the Fritz? I'm sorry. I'm all messed up tonight.
Yes, you certainly are. Well, here we are 7 years later, and we're still messed up. That was brain damage from the very first night, and we're going to be going back and forth to that occasionally to see how they're doing. It's going to be running live in the background.
What have we learned, Eric Corley, in the 7 years we've done this?
We've learned that, I don't know. It's a lot harder to stop a barreling train than it is to start one, that's for sure. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Jim? Yes. Before we continue further...
Yeah, well, we have all these people talking at once.
Broadcasting from the gymnasium
We have people talking from 7 years ago. We have people talking in the other room. Are people in there?
We were playing Eric Satie's three gymnasiums.
Okay.
Well, perhaps...
Think about it. 7 light years away... They're still getting this first show.
That's true. Okay, you people in the conference room are now on.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. So, we have a live crowd in the conference room. We have Matt and myself in the studio here, and we have me, Mike Juhas, and Jim Wiener from 7 years ago talking in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's never happened before.
Nope, it hasn't, and it will never happen again.
That's true. That's true. Well, let's take a quick musical break. We're going to collect ourselves here, and we'll be back, and we'll take some phone calls even, and we'll do all kinds of other things. By the way, and we're going to open that. We're going to open that live on the air.
Well, at least put it next to the microphone so you can hear it pop.
Well, don't give away what it is.
We're doing it now.
You want to do it? Okay, you guys are impatient. They have a bottle of bubbly things in there. And it's in the other room separated by bulletproof glass, so that protects us as far as FCC regulations. I can only see the champagne. I cannot actually smell it or taste it.
Kevin, opening up this champagne with a... I never saw anyone do that before.
Okay, here we go. Someone did get hit really hard with champagne once on New Year's Eve in the studio. What do you mean we don't have champagne? What is that then?
You're on brain damage. Who's this?
Is this Wilcho's? I'd like to have the egg rolls with the shrimp in them.
Burger.
We're getting a lot of calls tonight, aren't we?
I think, again, you've reached the wrong number. This is Tire Biter Saloon. Would you like to order something else?
Yeah, how about a radio station?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah,
but it has to be fixed first. The chief engineer around here at these places, boy, some of this stuff is in really bad repair.
Wait a minute, he can't hear you. You're in a different studio.
Listening
to his radio.
Yeah, I have the story on receiving the telegram that we were FS.
Okay, that's Frank, our chief engineer. Were you here at the time?
Well, I had just started. I was at the station for about a couple
received some vital piece of information relating to some patient at the hospital. We had gone for a week.
Yeah, how do you like those efforts?
We could have gone to the hospital.
Now, we would have
gone to the hospital.
actually, that's true in a way. It's quite true that
here it is, you know.
There it is.
That
10 years later.
That actually there was, I think, some caution that that we had to or there was an embargo against putting it on top of the Health Science Center for a good reason, because it could have interfered, the transmission of the transmitter could have interfered apparently with things such as pacemakers belonging to the patients.
No, I think we should make sure, before we make rash decisions, we should make sure and actually have an instance where it affects something. Otherwise, we're just basing our lives on theory. I like to base our lives on fact. Everybody's got the lid on tight, and they're afraid of what might be lurking right behind and out of safety. So unto yourself and watch my rhyme go out of my Liverpool chimney, but don't repeat my voice to the beat. When you hear the track again, make up your own words, cause the rhythm is the conduit to break a split from the whole from the well-known, it's on to the unknown. We everyone's a fire, crack a microphone, about to get home. All right, we're back in the present now. Wait. Is this the present?
Yes.
Hold on.
Get in.
Well, it looked the same in 1988 as it does now.
It is the same. The only thing that's changed is us. You know, remember when we used to fit a whole lot of us in the studio at once, and now you can only fit about three of us in here because we've all gained so much weight. We're all about at least, 300 is the skinniest person here? Yeah, I think so. Okay, now I keep turning up the wrong things. I keep turning up things from
okay.
7 years ago instead of from the present. Is the present room in there?
We live?
Yeah, okay. You guys are here live. You're not 7 years ago. You guys are seven
yes.
years ago.
A couple of
okay, you, Jim Wiener,
that,
you're 7 years ago. Now, we have champagne in there.
No.
Oh, it's not champagne. What is it then? Asti Fumanti or
apple
whatever
cider.
It is.
It's delicious champagne, whatever it is. Not that I'm tasting it, but...
It's Brut.
Say yes.
Yeah.
A2 Brute.
Okay, well, now we have a toast. And who's going to be the toast master here?
No, I don't do toast.
Well,
sorry.
You brought the
I'm not toast-terrific.
You know, somebody in there doesn't know the rules of radio. We're all not supposed to talk at the same time. Because you get an awful lot of confusion when you do that. Awful lot of confusion. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's Jim Wiener 7 years ago again. Okay.
Jim Wiener sounds exactly the same.
Well, he is exactly the same. He's a time traveler.
He is a time traveler. I hope he's listening to this broadcast tonight.
He checks in every century or so just to see how the human race is getting on.
You know, this show has been on longer than some of the callers that call up every week.
Well, you know, I'd like to ask, and in fact, that's something I'd like to ask some of the callers, is what were they doing in January of 1988? You know, think of what's happened since then.
On the nipple.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's different with every person. But, you know, as far as our own independent lives and everything, what were we doing 7 years ago? You know, it was before our first radiothon, right?
That's right, before the first radiothon.
Right?
Very, very true.
And what was it? Was Reagan still in power, or was it Bush then?
Oh, I think Bush had... Bush year. Well, no, the
no,
end of the
Bush
Reagan
was
year.
Running for election. Okay,
yeah, January
it was the
meeting.
Last Reagan year.
The Busher.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't really know what the
Eric,
difference was. Yes, yes.
Raise your glass high.
It's a cup, actually.
raise
red
your cup.
It's really kind of... Okay.
We'd like to toast... 6 or 4.5 years of great brain damage entertainment.
4.5 years?
Well, the first 4.5, let's see.
I don't know if we got a year out of it, actually. If you're gonna...
No, it was great. Great, great
May it rest in pieces.
May it rest in pieces.
And now we are brain dead.
Well,
not yet.
Not until we turn off the last microphone later.
This is such a dramatic night that we're actually turning off the transmitter at 2 a.m., but that's how amazing this is.
Are we turning it off before we dismantle it? I thought we were just going to pull it out.
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
We're just kidding. Well, okay, now, why don't we... I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is the first show that I ever heard on WUSB.
This one tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Turned me on.
who are you?
Okay, now, this is a good opportunity for the people in there to introduce us. That was Sue Stallman that you just heard, confessing how she got involved with the radio station in the first place. Yes, it was through brain damage that she got involved.
More confessions.
I'd like to know if anyone else out there would like to come forward tonight and say that brain damage is what got them involved, either in trying to run the station or trying to stop the station. Also, I'd like to hear who else is in the room right in there, because I can't really see you. I just hear a lot of voices.
We're here. Brother Nick here live. Hi.
Brother Nick.
the Bill here live.
Brother Bill, it sounds like you're in my brain somehow. Maybe it's your microphone.
I don't know. Here it is. It's a new mic. It isn't working.
As opposed to an old mic?
It's one of those new non-working mics. Well, it's okay. We can understand you. You just sound kind of weird.
Brother Bill, here, live.
Okay. That's the difference.
How are you? I'm so pleased to be here. It hurts.
Continue with the introductions, please.
CC is here. Live.
CC is here.
It's here, right here.
That is a rarity for CC to be here on any day other than Wednesday, right?
Yeah. Well, not recently. I've been coming all times, days and nights. I love you, SB.
The days and nights of CC.
Hi, Eric. Do you remember this voice? You used to follow me every Saturday night.
Well, you mean I used to chase you every Saturday night, yeah, trying to get you out of the studio.
Room.
And tonight was no exception either, I might add. Yes, that's... what do you want to be called right now?
The same thing. Same
Spiny?
As always, but only clean it up for radio.
Mr. Spiny.
There you go.
Spineless Spiny, I like to call him.
How original. A comedy basic, well executed.
Yes. Okay.
Those are always ringing.
Was that everybody? There are more people in there, aren't there?
Okay. Sounds like there's more.
I don't know if you barely know me. I'm Howard. And I have to say, all these years I've listened to you, I always thought the major problem with the show was not the host, which is what everyone used to say, but I think it was mainly the callers. I always thought the show should never have been a call-in show.
Well, we tried to switch it around at one point. Remember, we had the callers come in and host the show, and I went out to a payphone and called
right.
in. But I just got all freezing.
I think tonight's a really good example of what you're doing tonight, like canceling the show.
Uh-huh.
That's a great move.
Well, it's not like a unilateral decision. It just seemed to come down from the mountain that was the best course of action at this point. We're not exactly canceling permanently, taking away, you know, a show like this. It's just we need to change things a little bit, you know? I don't know.
Why don't you have the callers just call up themselves?
Yeah, you know, give out phone numbers and call each other, because we've had a lot. Well, Matt's probably best qualified to speak about this,
yes.
Because he's been here almost every week for the last couple of years, actually.
Yes.
And I don't know what's happened to the callers on this. I don't want to criticize the callers, but I just think that we could be having some more stimulating discussions.
Oh, absolutely.
What are the main topics that get discussed?
Absolutely.
Well, it seems to be what people are doing that night. Or not doing that enables them to call brain damage, and you can only dwell on that subject so much.
Uh-huh. I have no idea where that's coming from. Can we check in on 1988?
You know, within proximity of each other.
No, they're just talking.
Nope.
Okay. We have a digital clock somewhere.
And there were some people who thought of brain damage as the Saturday night party that they go to, the radio party of the air, which is not necessarily a bad idea.
This is a party. I mean, this is not a party. We're trying to do a serious radio program
here. Hey, we can't say that. Are we live?
Excuse me. you know, I don't know why that doesn't really rub off on the listeners, why we can't get some serious discussion. Case in point. Our first phone call. Good evening. You're on the radio.
Hey, man. What's up?
How you doing, man?
All right.
What's up? What's going on over here?
Yeah.
A bunch of people just, you know, are getting together and wishing us well in our future endeavors.
Wild in there.
It might sound wild, but when you get a bunch of people together, it's
so much fun. We should do it every week.
Yeah, we should do this every week. Have
you
the last.
Cancel the show every week.
Yeah. Treat every show like it's the last. Treat every day like it's your last.
What are you guys doing in there? Smoking PCP and killing some fags or what? What are you doing?
As I said, a typical example of our phone calls.
That's right. We're talking about de-evolution here.
Yeah, go ahead. You're our second phone call.
Oh.
Let's see if we're going up or down.
What?
I'm just measuring intelligence here, seeing if we're going up or down.
This is Sue, so take your wild guess.
This is who?
Sue.
Sue?
Yeah, Sue, Melissa, and Linda. But Linda fell asleep on you guys. You guys get a little boring over there.
Do I know this Sue?
No, but I do.
This is your Sue.
Yes.
Because I know the Sue that's standing in back of
you. Yes.
Brain Damage is number one fan as of late.
Really?
Yes. She will do anything
number one fan,
to
ladies
get
and gentlemen.
On the air. And she has called
number one fan
next to McDonald's.
Why doesn't she do the show?
You're Park Avenue, too.
What was that?
I called from Deer Park Avenue. It was my first time I ever called.
Yes,
from Deer
she
Park
called. From
I remember that. She called. She called from outside McDonald's or something, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, you were there for that
I was there for that one.
Hey, remember?
That was a memorable show.
Yeah, he proposed to you over the air.
We got letters for that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Well, basically, they just wanted more things like that.
More things?
And we couldn't fill the demand.
What?
Puts a lot of pressure on us. We can't fill the demand for that kind of quality radio week after week.
Oh, really? Well, I'm glad that I'm grateful I met you people. Not going to really get, but does everyone come to the brain damage party?
I'm sorry, what about the brain damage party?
The brain damage party next week.
There is? You see, I don't even know.
You're invited, Eric.
Isn't there an R in party?
You should be angry at me now.
Now.
I haven't had a chance.
What did he say?
I haven't had a chance.
Oh, okay. Man.
I figured I'd let you announce it.
Want to get in your
I'm
pants?
I'm announcing it over the radio.
Pants.
Wait a second. My friend Melissa said you sound cute, Matt.
I'll just
I sound
back
cute
and not make noise.
What?
Yeah, it's too bad my looks don't match.
Half a laugh.
Oh, yes, I have a face made expressly for radio.
Linda gets think that's funny.
Well, why don't they think everything is funny, right?
What, Linda? Let me tell you, Linda's like sprawled out in the middle of the floor, and she just looks like...
Right, like a beached whale, right?
What?
Like a beached whale.
Like a perfumed woman.
So, yes. 90 pounds. Well, of course, we all understood that.
Finn! She's like a fan. Hello.
Hello. Okay, well, anything else you have on your mind?
What? Wait, hold on a second. Let me still invite you.
What?
Could you do me a favor?
Anything.
Well, can you, like, tell them that I do not weigh 98 pounds and they should stop picking on me?
Well, you should gain some weight then.
No,
you
I don't
weigh
98
pounds.
I weigh a lot more. I'm fine the way I am.
Oh, then you do weigh 98 pounds. You just
well,
have to weigh 98 and change.
No, way over that, but I'm not going to tell you because it's rude. You shouldn't ask a lady how much she weighs.
Well, I didn't ask you. You volunteered. You gave me a number to work with.
I'm
I know now that you, you weigh
fine.
More than...
I weigh over that. My doctor thinks I'm fine. See,
you weigh more than 98 pounds, all right? Now, I know something about you. You have no idea how much I weigh, do you? Because I've been able to keep that information to myself.
Oh, wait, hold on.
All right. A little lesson in privacy here, my friend.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, go ahead.
She weighs 98 pounds.
All right, I'll leave you two to tear each other to pieces. What's happening out there? I mean, you know, we used to talk about, you know, we talked about racial issues, about international politics.
Oh,
about
yes, we
campus
still do.
Policy.
Space robots.
Campus?
We didn't talk about space robots. I'm sorry, we didn't start that.
We didn't
no, we
start
didn't.
The fire.
No.
Whatever happened to the space robot?
And went back to the station. Then.
Jim Wiener is still reminiscing.
That's what they did?
Car, went back to the dorm.
Yeah, he's reminiscing about the starting of the radio station. I didn't know we did so much reminiscing back then.
I don't understand. I never understood it myself. All we did here was sit here in front of our microphones and just answer the phone, and we really had no control over what came out over those lines.
And we turned into cult celebrity figures.
How retrospective.
That's another... I never could figure that out at all. But Brain Damage did have its following. And boy, were we followed.
And they did.
You built a better mousetrap, and they came.
And you crushed them like the Mises they are.
The Mises.
Mises.
I didn't hear what you just said, Spiny.
I said, good show, man. I was glad to be driving in the seat, the driver's seat, Catbird.
By the way, the topic for tonight...
I have no idea what he said.
48 minutes after 12 o'clock, we usually announce the topic. We're talking about the country of what, Matt?
Djibouti,
we're talking about.
I always talk about your booty.
Hey, that one
well,
works.
That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Do you have information on Djibouti for us so
okay,
we can have a point of reference?
Let's select our country again. Select continent.
We have our computer here.
We
now.
Select Africa. And we select Djibouti.
Djibouti is in Africa.
Yes.
Those,
active country. Okay.
All right.
I said active country.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Now.
What about it?
What about it? I'm trying to figure... Come on, give me my country again.
Okay, you're dealing with
yes.
a computer there, which is why you're having
yes.
problems.
Okay.
Actually,
enter.
Yeah, taking place 7 seconds ago.
So oh, they're on delay now.
Miracle of modern
7 years
technology.
Ago, they're on 7 seconds delay.
We can do
delay.
All sorts of neat things.
I, and it worked, too.
Wow.
I don't know how it worked, but it worked.
Yeah.
So we're actually, we're coming over 7 seconds later.
Yeah. You can turn your radio down and know that.
Yeah. Okay, we have some calls, and let's go to them. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi. I just thought I could tell you guys what a nice, show you're doing so far.
Well, that's real nice. By the way, it gives me great pleasure to say this. Could you please turn down your radio?
Okay.
I'd love saying this.
What day are you on now?
We're on Saturday nights. Mike, of course, is a guest. I mean, I can't point that out strongly enough. Mike is a guest. He will be up here occasionally, I guess, as his schedule permits. But
either that or our
how often would
permits.
That be?
Excuse me?
How often would that be about?
Well, I guess once every couple of weeks or so. Once every couple of months, maybe. A year? I don't know.
Oh, well then, it's uncertain, I suppose. So suppose we only want to hear Mike, then.
Do you have a suggestion for that?
You know, I don't know. That seems like one of the same callers we get these days.
Yes. Incredible. I guess that's what set the tone for the next 7 years.
This caller could have very well inspired all the other ones. Could have, if you will, spawned them and been responsible for everybody that calls in now and acts silly.
Incredible. The turning point of Brain Damage 50 minutes into the first show.
This is an insult.
Me? Is that what they're saying to me? Oh, I'm touched.
They want to know when they can hear you if they just want to hear you.
They can't.
And I want to know how you can hear us. You can't even hear the phone calls because you don't have headphones.
That's right.
That's a shame.
To answer the person's question, who is calling, I don't know. We'd have to lobby with the powers that be here to pay for my train fare on a weekly basis, and I'd be more than happy to come up and do a radio show.
All right, shut up. Okay, Matt, you have information on Djibouti for us now.
Yes. Okay, the anticipated population by the year 2000 will be 436,000 people.
That's all?
Yes, 39 inhabitants per square mile.
That's the number of people that live in Stony Brook.
Yes, urbanization, 77.7%. Age distribution. Okay, the largest age group is 0 to 9. Yes, 13% male of all males, 12.3% female.
That's a powerful voting block there.
That's right. Life expectancy in this country is only 45 years for the average male, 49 for the average female.
Yes, but what is average?
Djibouti National Anthem.
What is that? You want to hear the Djibouti National Anthem? Did someone request that?
Oh, yes.
We can do that. We can do that with the technology we have here today. We can play the Djibouti National Anthem.
I don't mean to be
I want you to do it because
you're more familiar with this thing than I am.
All right. All rise, please, for the playing of the Djibouti National Anthem.
I have to click the button first.
Click the button.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to. Okay, hold on. How do I get out of this? Uh-oh. I'm in the wrong.
I've been in Djibouti.
I'm in the wrong. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Sure brings tears to my eyes. What about you guys in there? How do you feel about that?
How you can throw out the first ball.
Riveting.
Yeah. That's what they play before ball games.
Yes.
In Djibouti. No, seriously, though. How many people here have ever been to Djibouti?
Sounds like a cricket-playing country.
You've been to Djibouti.
Who are we to judge this foreign land when none of us have set foot upon its soil or soiled its feet or anything like that?
I've never soiled Djibouti.
I have visited Djibouti.
Anyway, we're going to be getting back to Djibouti later. We're going to be attempting to contact them as part of our last outreach of Brain Damage. We've reached out to a lot of people, haven't we?
That's right. We've reached out to Bhutan.
The screaming operator of Bhutan. Remember
Bhutan.
Her?
Bhutan.
Yeah.
You know what that means in Italian. Now, didn't you try to order pizza over there at one point?
I tried to order pizza, I think, in Tokyo. Or I tried to order
Bhutan,
something.
That's
in Tokyo.
Where those reclining seats come from.
No, those are futons.
No, futon.
Well, yeah. They're having their own independent discussion in there. Let's see how the discussion from 1987 is going. 1988.
Oh, he's having a grand old time. We can't even get someone to drink here.
Oh, Jürgen.
Except water out of the ladies' room.
Oh, try it one more time.
Why is it the men's room is locked in this building?
I don't know. I don't know, but there is a water fountain there. I did not have to go to the ladies' room to get a glass of water.
I don't like to go to the ladies' room for anything. I just want to make that clear.
There are no urinals there.
We lost all our calls now. 632-6901.
Well, why don't we try Virginia one more time?
If you say, why don't we try Virginia one more time, okay. I'm going to scream.
Let's try West Virginia then.
All right, let's go. It's going to be busy again. All right, we have some more calls. We're going to have to go back into delay and take these calls. And then we have a special feature. Actually, we have a couple of special features, which we should get to. Busy. Let's first do this, and then we'll get to those calls, since we went out of delay. How did you celebrate New Year's? Or did you celebrate New Year's?
Yes. My wife and I, we went to a friend's house who has a cat who fetches balls.
That sounds exciting. Oh, he has a cat that fetches balls.
Mm-hmm. Just like your dog, Walter, does.
Well, actually, Walter's supposed to fetch things.
Walter does fetch things, but you never get the things that he fetches. This cat, his name was... I can't even remember the name of the cat now. It was a kitten.
Beethoven?
No, you'd be able to throw him this little object, and you can guess all day, and you won't guess it, I'm sure. Okay.
Speaking of names, I heard this great name. In fact, we went out with a bunch of people tonight, had dinner, and I just happened to overhear this story. Someone was talking about naming kids, right? Naming little babies that just got born, and this drugged mother was just... You know, someone went up to her and asked her, have you thought, was he going to name the baby? She said, oh, I heard such a lovely name last night while I was giving birth. And I said, oh, what's that? Placenta. She thought it was a foreign name or something. Wow. Some pretty amazing stories if you just listen a little carefully.
But that was a good dinner we had, too. We had, 12 people showed up to that restaurant.
12 people showed up.
Boy, they made their night.
And by the end of the night, we knew most of them. Yeah. But anyway, let's get to this. Speaking of New Year's, what was different about this New Year's that was different?
The leap second.
The leap second that we didn't have since 1985. And probably won't have again for another couple of years. But it was just interesting to have an extra second and to see how people dealt with it.
What did you do with it?
Well, now, I listened to the Atomic Clock, which comes out of Fort Collins, Colorado. It sounds something like this. It sounds exactly like this. Okay, there's a radio station which I tape this off. That's the guy that says the tone.
58 minutes, coordinated universal time.
And there's a beep. Okay, and they play a little tick-tock every second. Okay, and this, I believe, was coming up on the very minute of midnight universal time, which was 7 o'clock p.m. our time. So no, I wasn't at midnight sitting by a shortwave radio taping little clicks.
Oh.
This was 5 hours before that. And... I just wanted to hear what they did on the hour. And as it happens, they just inserted an extra second of silence before the beep, which we will hear.
This midnight universal time, is that Greenwich Mean Time?
I believe it's the same thing, yeah. Although they don't call it Greenwich Mean Time anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. So we have one more minute to go after this. Oh, this is very exciting, I know. But and you'll see the reception sort of fades in and out, but...
No, we'll hear that the reception fades in and out.
Now, I'm sure there's people that are interested in this. Let's hear this.
At the tone, 23 hours, 59 minutes, coordinated universal time.
Okay, we got 1 minute. 1 minute to the stroke of and the non-stroke of midnight. New Year's Day, 1988.
We should say that you're not tuned to WWZ, you're tuned to WUSB.
That's right.
In Stony Brook, New York.
Now, we've got one call on hold, so we will get to that in just a moment. Oh, this is exciting. Okay, that period of silence means a 30-second mark.
Ah. So we should just shut up and let
we should shut up and let people hear the extra moment of
shut
silence
up. Shut up.
After he says that the tone.
Shut up.
At the tone, 0 hours, 0 minutes,
coordinated universal time.
There it was. And that was it. Now, that was a very exciting moment for me, I know. I've never heard anything quite like that before. Oh, well, you laugh. It was a very exciting moment, a part of history, to hear that extra second of silence. Time stopped. What were you doing that second? Do you know? I know. I was there. I heard it.
Let's see. That would have been, what time? That would have been 5 p.m.
7 p.m. Can you believe the things we talked about back then? I mean, we didn't care, did we?
Yes, we just talked about time.
We talked about nothing. We talked about nothing, and nobody else was doing that back then. We just went on and on about extra seconds and started into the atomic clock.
Yeah, predated Seinfeld by about 5 years.
Sure it did. Yes. Seinfeld was one of our early listeners. Yeah, I mean, when he came by, he was 15 years old when he first started listening to Brain Damage.
So how is that lawsuit coming about?
Well, we expect some sort of a decision by the end of the month, but let's not get into that. Yeah, we've been on for quite some time here, quite some time. And, you know, one of the reasons why is because, why we're stopping is because, you know, we don't have that much time left in our lives. We need to be able to get on and do some other things. You know, I still haven't ridden a damn horse. I want to do that. And it's just brain damage is taking up every day, every minute. And we have to, I mean, I'm 65 now. I need to get on with that. I want to see the grandkids a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Matt here is nearing 70.
My hairline's not getting any better.
And Christina's hit the century, half-century mark, you know? Our
I'm
going to
punch a button now, and tell me if you stop hearing me right after I say this.
Yes, I stopped hearing you.
Okay, that's good. Everybody, there's nobody in here under 50 anymore, is there, in this radio station?
No.
There's no young people joining. It's just nothing but us old people.
Even Billy Fisher
was old.
Yeah,
we can't even make our
Billy Fisher. He just had a kid.
His voice cracked, finally.
His second kid, I'm told. Okay.
Sounds like Jeffrey Holder.
So, yeah, it's time, you know, it's time for changes. We've been doing this show now for, an incredible amount of time. And we just have to get on with things. And our listeners have to as well.
You, the listener.
Yes, you, the listener. You, the listener. Let's hear what the listener has to say.
Let's confuse an operator.
You are the listener.
Hello. We are the listener. We are the world.
How are you, listener?
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
It's who it is.
Guess who it is. He wants us to guess who it is.
Yeah, we'll play guess who the listener is.
Guess who the listener is.
Tyrone?
Is it Tyrone?
No.
It's not Tyrone.
Is it Shannon?
Shannon?
No.
I'm at a loss.
Is it a singer from a lounge? Is it a singer? Can you hear the people in the other room?
No.
Okay. We're going to tell you to do something we've never told you to do before.
What?
Turn up your radio.
What?
Turn up your radio. That way you can hear the people that are in the other room.
You know why I can't do that?
You don't have a radio?
No, I'm tuning in from Massapequa, as I have been doing for the last 5 years, and I cannot get good reception.
Well, you know, that's all going to change real soon.
Why?
Because we're going to move our transmitter.
You gotta be kidding. Yes,
we're going to move our transmitter to a much higher place, and you'll be able to get us in Massapequa.
I am Mr. Wizard, and I have information about anything you want.
Okay, tell us all about Djibouti, then.
All right, its African name is Jamhuriya Djibouti.
Hey, is he right about that?
I'm looking.
Look up some cities. All right, tell us some cities in Djibouti. There.
Some cities?
Yeah, some cities. You should know some cities, Mr. Wizard.
There's really, the capital is Djibouti.
Well, yeah, anybody would have known that.
And that's the only metropolitan area.
Okay.
Guess how many people live there?
Well, we told you that already, didn't we?
No, we didn't yet.
No, how many people do live there?
In the capital of Djibouti?
Yes.
29,000 people live there.
29,000?
In other words, 290,000 people live there.
Wow.
He's right. He's right.
So how many people do you think live in the rest of Djibouti?
Well, I'll find out.
Only about 100,000.
That's about right. Less than 100,000, actually.
There's no notable metropolitan areas that I'd like to mention besides Djibouti.
You know, I have a feeling he's got the same computer program we have.
Yeah.
Can you play the national anthem, too?
I have that computer program, but I don't have my computer on right now.
Oh.
You have a Mac?
No.
Oh, okay. I have one where you can play the national anthem.
Really? Wow.
Which its Indian name is, actually, I do not know. I do not know what the name of that, of the national anthem is.
The name of the national, it says that, as we play the national anthem, it says what it's called. Remember?
Yeah.
Look it up. Okay, I can tell you this in a second. The only problem is when I do this, it's going to play the national anthem again, but I'll try to abort it.
I'm hearing bad things about listeners.
Okay. Oh, you know what? It doesn't say the name of the national anthem. I guess they don't know either.
Wait, I think
what
I have it.
What have you been hearing?
Ka'alit Nunat. Hello.
And what does that mean?
I don't know. I'm playing that back every possible combination in my mind to make sure he didn't say something nasty on the air. But I don't think he did.
Oh, that's the national anthem. That's what it says it's called in African, or whatever they... What do they speak? They speak Somali.
Ah, I'm glad you asked that. What do they speak? I can tell you that.
Oh, I can tell you that.
No, I insist.
No. All right, you can tell me.
Well, give me a second here.
French
I'll
and
tell
Arabic.
You really want to know?
French
okay.
and Arabic.
Dueling computers here.
Okay, the main language spoken by, I believe, 47% of the people is known as Isa, which is Somali.
Yeah, and they also speak French, Arabic, and Afar.
Afar, yes. Afar is spoken more than French or Arabic.
But Arabic is the official language, and yes. So is French. Isn't that astounding?
Now, do the people who speak Afar come
from
Afar?
You've got the same exact program.
I don't have your program.
You don't have my program?
No.
All right, tell me about religions.
What kind of religions?
In that country. What religion do they speak? What religion are they?
I'm really not interested in religion because I think it's stupid superstition. No offense to anyone out there, but...
Okay.
How about, I can tell you about some religion.
How about ethnic groups?
Oh, it's about, oh, no. Although the religions are all Sunni Muslims, most of them. About 94%.
You had the same program. I'm sorry.
Yes.
There's no way anybody could come up with that figure unless they're looking at this screen.
Ethnic groups are 60% Somali and 35% Afar.
All right. I give up.
I guess they do come from Afar.
And, oh, by the way.
Yes.
In tradition with myself, I have a farewell song for you.
All right, let's hear the farewell song.
All right, it's a song called Matt and Eric Brain Damage Farewell by Mr. Wizard.
Pretty straightforward.
Let me just give an introduction. This is my last song ever played on the air, on USB, for Matt or Eric.
Okay.
Don't bet on it.
Take it away.
What did Matt say?
He said something snide. He said a snide remark saying don't bet on it. I'm not quite sure what he means.
Matt doesn't like me.
Yeah, he's nodding his head vigorously, so I guess that's true.
Well, no offense, Matt, but... I think Eric has more talent than you. Just a little more. You're very knowledgeable, but he's a better host. No offense. Hello.
None taken.
None taken.
What?
Are you gonna play your song?
What's the point of taking offense now?
Why?
Don't take offense if it doesn't belong to you.
No, yeah, don't take offense or umbrage, because I want my umbrage and my offense for myself. Now listen, Matt. You're very smart, but Eric is, like, common.
All right, let's not go over old ground here now.
All right, here's my song, ready?
Play the song.
All right. Parasite. Now, I'm no Jeremy Barbaro, so my voice might not be as good as you'd expect, but... Matthew Mankiewicz and Eric, you're moved off WUSB. So long, brain damage. Goodbye, disparagement. Every Saturday evening, the things you cherish are small indeed, so much larger the need. Kurt Rotterdam, Lippy and Jim, Tony Thomas and more. College guys, Sue Dan Quill, Justin Taylor, Pinky and the Brain, Ryan Williams, Joe Hackett, Stuart Robert, Space Robots and Poetry Man. Must find new asylum, but the other shows are such a bore. Soon we'll be strangers in a strange new place. Searching for an old familiar voice from brain damage. Goodbye, brain damage. You've set us thanklessly free. Goodbye, brain damage. You've set us thanklessly free.
That's something. That's something.
Gotta work on holding that last note, you know?
Yeah, that's that was something to behold.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. Touching, wasn't it?
Oh, God, brings tears to my eyes. I'm beside myself.
I didn't want to be touched, but I was touched.
Well, I thought we were on radio, so we couldn't be touched.
I was touched and quite... Who's saying hello in there?
That's me. How you doing?
Wait a minute. How can we have a caller in another room? There's
am I on the air?
Are you taking calls in that room there?
Am I on the air? sir.
Yes, sir, you are on the air, but who are you?
This is Robert from Medford. I'm a first-time caller.
But he's on the wrong line. How could he be a caller if he's on that line there? I'm no fool.
It was a surprise. We have God on the line for you.
Did you call this person?
God, everyone.
All right, God's on the phone.
You're
going to strangle that thing.
He's going to strangle the
guy. What kind of show is this?
Well, have you been listening?
I will from now on.
A little too late, don't you think?
I'm afraid that's not the right answer for tonight.
I think this is like kind of neat. I think I'll call up every week.
Well, why don't you do that? Call back next week and the week after that and just keep calling.
What's the topic for tonight?
Well, the topic is, I guess, graceful exits is the topic.
Oh, that was a fun
one. Oh, wow. Is that who I think it is?
It's Charles Whitman, everybody.
I didn't think he was out yet. Wow.
That was a bash.
Amazing. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I heard somebody yelling out the exact same thing that the person on the phone was yelling out. Except it didn't sound like he was on the phone that time. It sounded like he was in the studio. Matt, why don't you go investigate and see who that person is and who's on the phone? I think somebody...
Well, what's that cop chasing him?
Okay, someone's playing games in the studio here. Jim Wiener, you are here in the flesh, is that right?
I suspect so.
Well, yes. It's pretty obvious from the stench around here that Jim is back, and I guess this will be the last time we see you here on a Saturday night.
Yes and no.
Why? You mean you're going to be back again on a regular basis? Huh? Jim, you there?
Well, few people would argue with you on that.
Okay, well, you're being elusive as usual, and I don't
know. I'm not sure.
No, you are being elusive, and you always have been, and it's not something that I'm going to be tolerating in the future. For that, let's go back 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's
Hey, we have a call.
Because they get a bigger kick out of it. Some of the older kids like to see if they can abuse Smokey. You know, they know he's not real. And
What do they do to Smokey?
Oh, they'll kick you and, you know, they'll try to see if they can squeeze your hand so hard you drop to your knees. And I've been hit in the head before.
Well, do you hit back?
Well, we're not supposed to, so we just take it, you know. There's things we can do to...
I'm just trying to picture Smokey the Bear decking a kid, you know. Unless
that's why we don't do that. You know, we can do little subtle things like...
Like trip them accidentally?
And lift them a little bit so that they're on their tippy toes and then move them on. You know, most of the time it's, they say that thing is what they do.
Pause.
This song, too, on the album. This is the album right here. Turn the album.
Tonight the city is full of morgues, and all the toilets are overflowing.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
The shopping malls coming out of the walls as we walk out among the manure. That's one. No more. Rock and roll singer, as he's dancing upon your paycheck. The sails climb high through the garbage pale sky, like a giant dildo crushing the sun. That's why I pray no mind. Sleep and slide. Just got signed. So get out your lead pipe dreams. Get out your 10-foot flags. The insects are huge and the poison's all been used. And the drugs won't kill your day job, honey. That's why. No more. I'll pay no more.
Don't you think this guy would be a great replacement? Not that you could replace Kurt Cobain, but I think this guy would do great in Nirvana. You know, he's got the voice and he's got the weird style. Totally different style, but that's Beck. And what do you think, Scott?
It's okay, but if he should play some dramatic laser noises and stuff like that.
You want dramatic laser noises? You just think that we can pull out dramatic laser noises out of nowhere? This is a radio station. It's not a jukebox. Whoa! What was that? It's some sort of a dramatic theme of sorts.
Tonight on Current Affair.
Ooh.
The closing of Brain Damage.
That is Current Affair, isn't it?
Hard copy.
It maybe just want to sit down and take notice. Wow. Okay, that's certainly sobering. Is there another one? Yes. I guess I ruined it by saying yes at just that moment. Let's skip ahead.
Well, if you say yes at just the right moment.
Now you ruined that one. Okay, this is the funky intro to something.
Dance Fever, maybe?
Maybe. Hey, these can be a lot of fun.
Brain Damage.
Now, if you end every sentence from this point on in the show with one of those, it sounds really dramatic.
Okay, let's try it.
But in the future, everyone will have one of them installed, and you can just walk around talking like that all the time. And I think it'd be much more exciting if everyone talked like that all the time.
Okay, let's try this. We know that we're going to be playing around with Djibouti, so coming up at 1:30, Confuse the Operator features the small, tiny nation of Djibouti right here on Brain Damage. You know, that could even be Djibouti music, for all I know.
Say, shake Djibouti?
You know, I could have done it better. Hang on, let me do a second take on that, all right? Good thing that this is going out. Okay. Okay. Well, stand by. 3, 2, 1. Tonight, I'm confused. The operator. Oh, I forgot to turn the sound down. Hold on. I'll cut the sound. That way I can speak over the music. All right. 3, 2, 1. Oops. I cut it too soon. Okay. I'll get it right. Don't worry. 3, 2, 1. Tonight on Confuse the Operator, Brain Damage travels to the small nation of Djibouti. That's coming up in just 13 minutes. Huh? Huh?
And now that works.
Oh.
You finally got a good professional sound in the show.
Wasn't that good?
Like, yeah.
All right. You see, I knew we perfected it. It took us 7 years, but we perfected it.
Now what do we do with it?
I can't seem to stop this. Oh, now it's skipping. Let's just fade it away. There. Now, at the same time, let's fade up the people in the conference room. People, are you in there? Yeah, they're in there. They're all talking, and they're not listening to us, because... people, can you...
Hey, how are you?
All right.
I think they're answering to a higher authority.
It was a really fascinating phone call before. Yeah, that Mr. Wizard really had me entertained.
Okay, now, I'd like to ask all of you to stop talking at the same time.
You're radio people. You should know that.
Everybody's talking at once.
The show is going to be amazing.
All right. You know, I'm just going to bring in 1988 then. There.
Okay.
Come on, 1988. They're in there, too.
The other guy? Yeah. So I heard the first one. I heard 718. Okay, this is 7, right?
9874.
2?
No.
6?
No.
Okay. Okay, 0?
No.
1?
No.
2?
No.
3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
No.
6?
No.
7?
No.
8?
That's it. It's a
0. Okay, hold on 1 minute, okay?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Right, I have the rest of them. 9, 4, 7, 8. See, I'll explain to you how you sound. You sound like, you ever hear like a robot? Does the sound a robot make?
I sound like a robot.
That's how it sounds to us.
Hmm.
Okay, what's your name?
Wow.
Fascinating.
Whoa.
Okay, let me do 718-965.
Yeah.
9878.
No. 9878.
Okay, it's 9.
9 4 9 0 7 8 9 0 7 8 9 4 7 7 1 again.
Okay, it's 9. Then is it 1?
No.
Two,
no.
3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
No.
6?
Six, yeah.
Okay,
9 4 5 9 4 7 8.
Okay, hold on.
Now, change is 9 7 5.
Right, I got that part. Then it's 9.
Oh, well, oh, after the second 9 is a 4.
After the 9 is up.
It's 9 6 5 9 4 7 8.
Okay, it was 9 and then 6?
No, 9 4 7 8 4. No, 9 4 7 8.
Okay, count the numbers for the second after the second 9. Say the number again. Say all the numbers till you get to the number.
Okay.
That was your last name?
Yeah.
W? W-A-Z?
No.
C. William?
Yeah.
That's your name?
Yeah.
Willie?
Yeah.
William?
Yeah.
Okay, William.
Yeah.
With an S?
Yeah.
Okay. And your address? Okay, count the numbers and I can tell when you stop the game from one.
Okay.
Six.
Yeah.
Five. Seven.
Yeah.
Okay, let me. Your phone number was 718-965-9778.
Yeah.
Okay, the address is 658 Wood Street. Not really. It's getting harder. Elliot?
Well, our tape seems to have stopped momentarily. We are listening to something back from 1988 when we were confusing operators even then. And, boy, I had forgotten about that. I don't know how this ends. I don't know how long this operator stays on. But that's probably the most patient operator I've ever seen in my life. Nothing we can do tonight can possibly top this. I think operators have gotten a lot less patient.
I think maybe they're onto us.
I think certain memos have been passed around telling them to be careful at this particular time slot. It's one of the reasons we have to stop the show, because all the operators are very smart at this hour.
Even the ones in Djibouti?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Hopefully we'll find out real soon.
Okay, your last name is Williams, right? You live at 658. And I can't get the last four. Okay, so let me advise you that if a repair person has to be sent out, any problems with our service for free, any problems with any equipment that doesn't belong to your hotel, there's a service charge and you don't service the equipment.
$21.
And is there another number we can reach you at?
No.
Area code 718.
Hello? Yes. 718.
I can hear you now.
434. 4907.
Did you say you could hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, that's good.
I heard you just now, and then it went away again.
Oh, okay. Okay, hello?
Right now.
Oh.
Okay, you moving the phone?
No, I'm not doing anything.
Call
it off. I'm just sitting here.
No, it's clicking in and out.
It's clicking in and out? I don't know what's happening then.
Okay, what's the last part?
9807.
9807. 80? 80. Let's see if it's quick
back again. I heard
434.
9807.
Okay, let me see what a quick
answer is. Let's say 434-9807. Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you an appointment, sir, for Saturday between 9 and 5.
Okay. Saturday?
Right.
You can't send it even by tomorrow?
I don't have any more appointments for tomorrow.
No problem. What's up?
See, I'm giving you the soonest appointment that I have.
Is there any way to schedule something for like getting an installation or something?
Okay, it's only for if someone has to be sent out. If it's a problem with our lines, we'll clear it up from the office as soon as possible.
Okay, do you think it's a problem with your lines, or do you think it's
a problem
with my equipment? I mean, a problem at all.
Okay, see, when you talk, I can't understand what you're saying. When you talk,
do you think it's going to be a problem with the line that's going to be 6 years old? Do you think somebody's going to have to come all the way?
You can call back here later on this evening. They're going to test your lines when I send a report. It takes a couple of hours.
Okay.
Call back around 9 o'clock. We'll be able to tell you, you know, if it's cleared up or if it's a problem where they have to be sent out.
Okay, so I'll call back at 5.
It can't clear again. It keeps coming on and off.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Sometimes I can hear you, and sometimes, you know, you sound like...
Sometimes you can hear me clearly?
Right.
You
say your name is William.
Yeah.
And what's your... That's your last name, right?
The last name is William.
And what's your first name?
His name is Jesse.
Jesse?
Jesse.
It's with a J?
Yeah. J-D-F-F-E-R-Y.
Okay, now I can hear you a little bit. Let's say your phone number again. I can hear you a little bit.
What my phone number is?
Right, just say it.
9-6-5-9-7-7-8. Yeah. The other number I gave you was my brother's number.
And the other number is your brother's number.
I think she's starting to enjoy this. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, it's incredible how she began to understand you.
It wasn't me. It was somebody else.
Or to understand the voice.
Yeah.
As time went on, it's as if there is some instinct in the human psyche that enables you to understand them.
Okay. Yeah, saying goodbye. This is from the first brain damage back in 1988. I guess we didn't really have anything to say after that. We must have been struck speechless back then.
Yes, as soon as...
Okay, go. But never let it be said that the telephone company does not employ patient people.
As we know, there are patient forest rangers.
There are patient forest rangers, there are patient telephone operators, and we're going to meet them all on this program. And that's a promise. From us here at USB
90.1.
On your FM dial. Is it always a dial, or is it sometimes something else?
Some people just say on your FM band.
FM band, FM dial, FM
orchestra.
All right, enough of that. Okay, I think that's a promise that we've kept over the years. We have introduced the listeners to a lot of patient operators.
That's right, and we've exhibited a lot of patience ourselves, too.
That's true. Okay, but it's time now for us to step out, venture out, and... Oh, for God's sake. Somebody plugged that into the wrong thing. Now we've got to wait several minutes for this to queue up again. Can you believe that? Who plugged that in? I want their heads. the thing going into, it doesn't matter anymore because I unplugged, I put in a different one, but we have to wait. The nature of those musical notes that you hear is that you have to wait a minute for them to cue up again. So we're going to have to come up with some small talk now for a little while. What's that? Okay, someone inside has a little song they'd like to sing.
Noise, 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 smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, pack her ass, my good man, time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a USB longtime staffer there, and we won't give out any more details. How's it going inside the conference room there? What are you folks up to?
We're up to everything.
Yeah, it looks that way.
We were talking to the listeners.
You're talking to the listeners.
Big shout out.
Big shout out to Jackie.
Big shout out to Jackie.
And Lenny. Jackie and Lenny.
Lucky Lenny.
Way to go, boy.
Jackie and Lenny.
All callers that suck.
And all the other callers that totally suck.
And Lenny, she's not 3 months pregnant, and Jackie, he's not, he didn't just call us from another motel.
I wonder if this steroid monkey, is this program responsible for any pregnancies, I wonder? What do you think? Can you imagine that?
Actually, it's probably more responsible for preventing pregnancies than anything else.
I would hope so. Our goal is to curtail the population explosion as much as possible.
Wow. After listening to this show, who'd be in the mood for it?
That's true. Well, you guys in there are certainly bringing in the calls. You have a full switchboard. I was wondering why the calls kept pouring in.
We make friends very, very quickly for you.
All right, well, our...
What about the births? How many deaths do you think were caused by the show?
I don't know. That's something...
How many abortions?
Who knows? It's only
spontaneous human combustion.
Our imagination is the only limitation
Talk
here.
Talk more about how you...
Or spontaneous human flatulence.
We are pretty limited.
Yes. Well, our intro is ready, so without further ado... Yes, the old familiar theme, which I guess we're hearing for the very last time, as we reach out to confuse an operator somewhere on the planet. And tonight, as we know, the topic of discussion is the small country in Africa known as Djibouti, spelled D-J-I-B-O-U-T-I. It's 3 hours ahead of Greenwich Mean Time, I believe.
And that's right, so that puts them 8 hours later than us. It is 9:36 a.m. their time.
Well, I can't ask that question now, can I? Because you just answered it, so I'm going to have to ask something else.
Yes.
What should we ask? How about we try to get the country code? According to this little computerized program here, they don't have a country code, so that ought to confuse some operators. What do you think?
Let's go for it.
All right. We're going to reach out first and get our local... 9X operator. Used to be known as New York Telephone. You know, back when we started, well, we started after the divestiture, but it used to be you dialed O and you got an operator that was long distance, that was local, that was everything. Then it was New York Telephone, and they'd switch you to AT&T, and now it's 9X, and they'll switch you to AT&T or whatever company you want. So let's first get our O operator. That's our internal dial tone. That's our external dial tone. And we have to dial 2 digits to get at the operator because it's a state university and we have to do twice as much work for everything. We're going to get an operator now. And we're not going to get an operator. Okay, let me revise that statement. We are not going to get an operator. I guess the dialing rules have changed here. So let's... fortunately, I know another way around it. You dial 3 digits, do 3 times as much work. And...
for half the money.
Okay, what's going on here? How do we get an operator? I don't know how to get an operator. The embarrassment. Okay, I'm just going to dial 0 and see if that works. If that's the way you do it. Apparently something has changed here and I was not notified. Can you believe this? I have to hack the phone system on the air? Okay, we're going to do this. I'll dial that number there and then I'll dial 0. You know, if this doesn't work, this will be very embarrassing. Okay, it's going to work. I can hear it. It's going to work. I'm getting somewhere. It's connecting to something. I can hear it.
9X Vera.
Ah. Yes, hello, operator. I need information on a country. I need a country code, actually.
Trying to help a long distance, please.
Thank you very much.
One moment for a long distance operator who can assist you.
That sounds like a different voice.
Mm-hmm. Recording of the week.
AT&T. To place a call, please dial the number that you're calling now. Or for assistance, say operator now.
Operator. Now.
Please hold for operator assistance.
That's pretty good, isn't it? They didn't have that.
T&T, how may I help you?
Yes, hi. Is this a human?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. Okay. I'm looking for a country code for the country known as Djibouti. See if
okay.
she can spell that.
That's in South Africa?
It's in Africa. Well, she knew that much. It's nowhere near South Africa, but it is in Africa. So she does show some geographical knowledge by even getting that fact right. She's looking.
Mm-hmm.
One good thing about this phone system is you can make all kinds of disparaging remarks about people on the other end, and they can't hear you, unless they're listening to the radio, of course.
In which case, it wouldn't be doing their jobs.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to listen to the radio and be an operator at the same time. I'm not telling you how to do your job.
With a U.
I'm sorry?
That spell with a U.
Yes, there is a U in there. I'm not going to help her. She should know how to spell country.
At the beginning, at least.
Can you help me out with the spelling?
Oh, you want me to spell the whole thing?
Anything under U, B.
Oh. Okay, I can spell the whole thing for you if you want. Do you want me to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's spelled...
Two or three letters so I can pull it up in the computer.
Okay, it begins D-J-I-B-O-U-T-I. Actually, that's the whole thing. I think it's the only country that begins with a DJ.
Does it say that whether or not Djibouti has a UN consulate?
There is a U in consulate. Oh no, a UN consulate.
Yes. Are they a member of the UN? And do they send people to New York?
Well, I don't know.
The Djiboutian consulate. Maybe they have a country code.
Until tonight, I hadn't really thought about it, and I'm sure this operator had not thought about it either.
You know, with all these countries in the world, I wonder where they fit all the consulates to the UN.
By the way, here's a small, a little small contest here for people in the studio only, because nobody else can possibly get to us.
I'm not finding that city in South Africa and trying just Africa.
No. She's got it totally wrong.
We don't pull any kind of a country up. Is there a country that I can associate with that?
Well, that is the country, Djibouti. D-J-I-B-O-U-T-I is the country. Okay, let me bring up the map. I'll bring up the map here. Of course, I can't show her the map, can I? But
yes.
Well, I can look at the map and be
ready. We can give her latitude and longitude.
253 for the country code and a six-digit telephone number.
You're saying 253 is the country code?
253 is the country code.
Okay, is that only for Djibouti? Is that shared with any other country?
Hang on.
I have information on currency exchange. I don't think that's going to help, though.
And I input 253. The only thing it brings up is Djibouti.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay.
Good night.
Night.
How do you like that? She found out something that we couldn't find out. 253.
Okay.
Is the country code. Now, let's try this, okay? Because this is my last night here, at least for the time being. And, you know, if the call actually goes through, okay, you know, you can track me down. You know where to find me. 253 is the country code. And then she said 6 digits?
Yes.
All right. You want to be up for this? Let's see if we can make a phone ring in Djibouti.
Well, I do speak some French, so at least we can get away with that.
And French was one of the languages, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Let's hope we find somebody who speaks English or French.
Well, I can tell you right here, off the top of my head, French is spoken by only 4% of the people. So.
Well, let's hope there are 4% of the people who have telephones.
That's true. Is it the same 4%, though? What was it again? 253?
253.
Okay. Hold on. We get a dial tone? Oh, you know what? You have to dial this digit over here. Can't do that, huh? How do we do this? Okay, let me dial 9 first. Oops. Okay. Pick 6 digits, please.
Let's see.
Hurry up.
233158. You got something better?
Pound sign. Let's see if we actually get connected to it. Ooh.
Oh, a city code. Well, usually
a city code?
I think she mentioned a city code. Well, usually city codes for capitals in small countries is 1.
All right, so let's start it with a 1. And then 6 digits?
Yeah.
Let's see if that works. No, it doesn't sound like it did. I suspect they don't have city codes because it's such a small country.
With only, 350,000 people or so?
It's
something like that. I'm gonna start this one with a 5.
Just have a hunch. You know, they have a country code, but they have no working phones.
All right, let's try one more.
Sounds like Germany.
Okay, who in there wants to pick 6 digits?
I do.
All right.
I do.
6 digits.
He said it first.
Don't everybody jump in.
All right, wait. First Spiny. Wait. First Spiny, then the brothers. Hold on. Oh. All right. Okay, who? Spiny, you first.
8.
8? Yeah?
4.
4?
3.
7?
2.
6. All right, let's see what happens. Nope, sorry. You guys want to try one more time?
Well, why don't you ask the operator for the information in Djibouti?
Well, because the information costs $4 now. It's not like the old days when it was free.
Charge it.
I can't charge it. I'd have to give out my calling card over the air. That wouldn't be too cool, would it?
We'll give out somebody else's.
There's a thought. No, okay. I think that's a, we've confused our people.
One more time.
You want to try one more number?
Yeah. So I've got a good number this time. Here.
All right.
Not just the operator.
We're going to try one more time. Go ahead. Begin.
1.
6.
6.
1.
1.
9.
9.
9.
1. 9.
7.
7. 4. 4.
1.
No, that's too many digits. See what happens.
It's better than not enough.
We don't have the proper you know, if anyone out there has like a book of some sort that has a directory of every country, sometimes they print. Yes. Do you happen to have
every
one of those?
Every country, I think, in this book right here. I'm looking at India, I'm looking at China.
That's a student directory.
Oh.
Well, hey, maybe we have some
request,
Djiboutian
Eric.
Students.
All right, if you can find a Djiboutian student here that has their home address and phone number listed, then maybe we can call them.
How about something else that you used to do? This is like a reminiscing thing.
Yes.
Remember when you used to connect all operators?
Right, that was what I was going to suggest.
Do that for old time's sake.
Connect all the operators.
Connect all the operators. I get a hoot out of that.
You get a hoot out of that, huh? Okay, we'll have to set up some special equipment. We'll do that for our grand finale. How's that?
Okay.
Oh, please.
Yeah. For now, though, we have to do the outro for Confuse the Operator. Does anybody in there or in here know where this music comes from?
Yeah, you have it on cart.
No. No. Where does the music actually come from?
Little elves.
A strange box with the strings on it.
No. Nobody knows.
Porgy and Bess.
It's not Porgy and Bess.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No, you're all wrong.
Gilbert and Sullivan.
Okay, I will tell you.
The Magic Tolls. Snow White.
It's from one of the Star Trek movies where they're running down the hospital hallway. It's the one with the whale in it.
Shaft Big Score?
Go ahead. Rent the film and watch it, and you'll see, and you'll think of Confuse the Operator every time you see them running down the hospital hallway. In fact, it's called, on the record, Hallway Chase, I think. Hospital Hallway Chase. But we'll always know it as Confuse the Operator.
From Tom and
back. Okay, this is the final show of Brain Damage. Just check in on our friends back in 1988. What are they doing? We were so experimental back then.
Gene Simmons and Kiss breaking up. Did you hear that?
Something about a rock group, yeah.
Rock and roll music. We don't talk about rock and roll music on this radio station.
Okay, we had some crazy listeners back then. Let's see how crazy our listeners are now. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Leroy.
It's Leroy. How are you, Leroy?
What's up? I've been on the phone for 2 hours.
2 hours, huh? That's about right, because we're almost finished here. It's our last show. What do you think about that?
I don't like it.
What are you going to do on Saturday nights without us?
Well,
that's your prerogative. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Star Trek 4. That's right.
But we already told you.
Oh, okay.
But you actually knew it from that, is that right?
Yes.
All these times you heard Confuse the Operator, you thought Star Trek 4.
Yep.
Wow. See, that's the kind of knowledge we need around here. People that recognize themes.
Yeah. And 176 francs equals one U.S. dollar.
You got that computer program running again, don't you?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
Wagnalls Encyclopedia.
You have an encyclopedia?
Yep.
What kind?
Funkin' Wagnalls.
Wow. Well, look that up in your Funkin' Wagnalls.
Does Funkin' Wagnalls have the city codes for Djibouti?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Does Funkin' Wagnalls have the city codes for Djibouti?
Nah, it doesn't.
Ah, it doesn't do you much good then, does it?
Hey, it tells me everything else, though.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, if you get a phone number in Djibouti, let us know, because
yeah, no problem.
We're keen on calling up a Djiboutian.
Okay, can I just say hi to some people?
Hurry up. Your time is running out.
Mike, what's up? It's John. How you doing? And that's all.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
Good.
Take care. Have a good life. Yes. And always remember this place in your endeavors in life. Remember the people that stood by you when you were young and vulnerable, and the people that you ignored and didn't take their advice, which made you into a success, right?
Am I going to be on the radio?
Oh, they're taking calls in there again. All right, we're gonna do something special. Listen to this.
Sing along hit number 3333333.
Not even supposed to be here today.
I just can't agree with that.
Not even supposed to be here today. Not even supposed to be here today. Not even supposed to be here today.
When they can't see.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Really need.
Not even supposed to be here today.
And that's Smashing Pumpkins with our sing-along hit for the weekend. And coming up next...
Sing-along hit number 4444444.
What do you mean it's not ready? Oh, okay, well, we'll do a quick rap instead, and we'll get to number 4 later. Always wanted to do that.
Yes.
Jackie wants to go on the air.
Who wants to go on the air?
Jackie.
That's the one who's getting...
Jackie's on Studio One.
The one who's getting married.
She can just come on here.
She wants to
come on and say goodbye. Just because it's our last show, I suppose she feels she has the right to say goodbye to us. Is that how it works?
Yes.
All right. Is that okay with you, man?
Sounds fine to me.
All right. Can't be a prolonged goodbye. Here we have many things we must get to on this last moment of the show. Good evening. Well, you know, with all these people talking, it's impossible for us to hear. Ah.
This is Jackie.
Jackie, go ahead.
I just wanted to say goodbye. This is like been the worst 2 or 3 weeks of my life. Yes.
Wait, I thought you were getting married.
I am.
Maybe that's why.
It's supposed to be a good period of your life of getting married, isn't it?
But I mean, my Saturday nights.
Oh, look, the thing is,
what?
Your Saturday nights are going to change. You'll do something else, or you'll do something similar on a different night, or... I don't know. Something will always happen. The worst thing you can do is get stuck in a rut.
Because I've been listening to the show for about 6 years, and
uh-huh.
I've also been watching Headbangers Ball
uh-huh.
for about the same amount of time. And Headbangers Ball is gone, and now your show is going to be gone, and I just have nothing else to do now.
But don't you think there'll be things in the future that will pop up and
yes.
occupy you on Saturday nights?
Well, of course I know that, but I mean, it's just... It hurts to see people go.
Uh-huh. Well, we're not really going. We're just sort of moving around, you know. We're just going to do other things. You'll hear our voices again. We'll be doing other things.
Of course.
Yeah. We're not going to forget this place or leave this place or do anything like that. And we hope our listeners don't either.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, as Sue mentioned before, Sue here on the radio station, she became involved in this radio station by listening to Brain Damage. I imagine some
That's
other people
what happened to me.
Might have done the same thing.
Yes, I did the same.
Yeah, and you know, there's people out there tonight. I like to say, there's people out there right now that want to do something for the station. There's nothing stopping you. You can just come down here and do something. And what better way to pay tribute to the program than to come down after hearing the last show and say, okay, I want to do something. I want to do something slightly different. I want to do something, you know, like this, unique. And because you heard it here on this radio station, you know?
Yeah.
So we can spawn off and create all kinds of new creative outlets.
What was I going to say? Oh, the show has totally changed the past 2 years.
I know. Well, it's, past 7 years, yeah.
Well, I mean, I remember listening when there were different groups of people calling in at, like, different hours of the night, and they only called in maybe once or twice.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden you get the space robots who called in, like, every 5 minutes. And
uh-huh.
then it just, everything changed. Now
yeah.
there are no callers that relate to anyone anymore. You understand?
Yeah, I know. Things have definitely Okay, I don't know what prompted all that. But we have massive applause inside the other room. Thank you. Thank you guys very much for that. Okay, well, we want to thank that person for calling in and for the warm thoughts and wish them well in life. But right now I am told that Brain Damage from 7 years ago is saying goodnight, so we're going to join them in progress and we'll come back here and say goodnight. Or maybe goodbye.
Brain Damage.
2 hours, Brain Damage.
Brain Damage.
2 hours just went by so quickly. And we had a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And we broke a lot of things, too. But that's what we're here for, you know?
That's, we're here to throw things at one another.
You know, you almost hit me in the head with that.
Well, from the ricochet, not on purpose, of course.
Well, anyway, you've got to go back to Philadelphia. The sooner, the better.
That's right, and I hope I get reimbursed for my train fare.
Yeah, and then your phone call is probably still going on right now.
No, I think he hung up, eh?
Yeah, but well, we may not have hung up. I don't know. But
yeah.
Have fun on the flight back. And
that's right. I will be on tomorrow morning's train.
Tomorrow morning's train.
That's right.
If anyone wants to meet Mike, that's a good way to do it.
Yes, I'm going to be the sleepy one.
The crabby one.
That probably, too.
On the other hand, though, I will be back next week doing God knows what.
May I call you?
You can call me whatever you want.
May I call you on the air?
Oh, sure, you can call me on the air. Just don't babble for too long.
Okay.
Yeah, because no one likes to hear babbling.
No.
In fact, I'm sure the brothers don't like to hear babbling on their airtime. It's just about 12 o'clock now, so it's time for us to get out of here. Thank you, Eric. Good being with us on this premiere edition of Brain Damage.
Made a collector's item.
If you've taped this, you got some money coming to you.
Not from us, though.
Not from us, but from the people, the collectors of the 21st century.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, have a swell time. We'll see you again sometime.
Thank you for having me up.
WUSB Stony Brook. Stay tuned for The Brothers on 90.1 FM.
You know, The Brothers are here tonight, too. I wonder if we have a lot of their show here on tape. We're going to keep this going in the background. Reminisce a little more.
The lunatic is on the grass.
Sing along, hip. Number 5-5.
The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games, daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the lunas off the path.
I don't know.
The lunatic is in the hall.
I'm supposed to be here today.
The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day, the paper boy grins more.
Brain damage, you're on the air.
Kidding, eh?
You know, you've gotten on the show a bit too much tonight, don't you think?
Hey.
Considering it's our last show, all these people have been waiting for hours to get on, and you've been on three times.
Yeah, we shouldn't post quotas here.
Okay, what do you have for us?
What do I have? Martin, I put the book away. I just wanted to say you guys did a real good job for how long you were on the radio. And
why do they keep doing that?
I wanted to
Stop
say
that.
Hi to the hunter. The Deers, Queers, and Steers killer.
Uh-huh.
He did a good thing. He's hanging out with his posse right now. Just chilling. And the rat eaters at home, eating the cheese. So he's having fun, too.
Okay.
Wow. Good luck.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. Take care. Take a couple of more as we listen to the outro from 7 years ago. Good evening, you're on.
Oh, good evening, Eric.
How are you?
Hi, this is Rob. Is Matt there, too?
Yes, Matt is here.
Hi. I've been a listener since 1988, and, you know, just wanted to say, you know, it's been a good lot of years. I'm looking at a program guide from 1978. And
boy, you're really going down memory lane.
The USB number is 246-7901.
That's right, 246-7901 used to be ours. Don't call that number now, because it might be reassigned to a person.
Right.
But that was back...
And I'm looking at, the 1978 program guide lists you as being a part of the staff. I didn't think you went back that far.
What year?
1978 program guide.
Yeah, that was about when I first started, actually.
Right.
Yeah, way, way back there.
I just wanted to ask, what's the deal with the tripods? Will that ever show, you know, air on a different show at all?
Oh,
the
tripod family. Yeah, that was a serial... We created... the music changed. I guess the brothers came in and took over the radio back then. The Tripod Family was...
This is Arnie with the WUSB...
Oh, it's the concert billboard.
Sunday, January 3rd.
So that?
Yes, it's just the concert billboard from 7 years ago. It was Arnie doing it. Now, the Tripod Family was something we did a number of years ago, before Brain Damage even started, and that might re-air at some point. We're in the process of getting it digitized.
Right. I just want to tell you something quick. When I was in...
Yeah.
I pulled this to Matt before in a prior show, but... When I was in Germany in 1981,
uh-huh.
I was able to make free phone calls from Germany on a public payphone to the United States and anywhere in the world.
Wow.
You found one that worked?
By pressing on the dial, you know, it wasn't a push button, it was a, you know, rotary dial. By pushing on the dial zero and keeping pressure on it while it's going all the way down until that little, you know, that little metal thing stops it, and then letting it go back.
Uh-huh.
And pressing 9, doing the same thing, and 9, and then pressing, you know, the country code and city code and all that, and it always worked.
Well, that's a handy tip for any of our listeners in Germany right now, or anyone planning to go to Germany.
And the 2600 magazine. Is that its latest issue been out? Because I subscribed like about a month ago. I didn't see it.
The winter issue is out now, yes. The winter issue of 2600 is out.
Where can I get a 6.5 hertz crystal?
House of Windsor? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
there's advertisements in the magazine for that.
Oh, that's cool.
There's plenty of people selling those things. You can also come to a 2600 meeting. If anybody wants to meet a bunch of computer hackers, we have meetings the first Friday of every month in New York City at the City Corps Center.
What's the address of the City Corps Center?
It's right between Lexington Avenue and 3rd Avenue on 53rd Street. And we hang out in the lobby area. You know, all the security guards are watching us. They just follow them.
Between Lexington and what?
And 3rd.
3rd.
In New York City.
That's the first Friday?
Yeah.
Wonder if the security guards actually know what's going on with those meetings.
Well, they should, you know, because we've had enough media people there. In fact, you know who came to our last meeting? Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes came to our last meeting, and he interrogated us. I got interrogated by Mike Wallace. I didn't tell you guys this.
Did Winston Smith ever go?
Yes. No, Winston Smith has not shown up.
He didn't have far to travel, did he?
What about Dale Drew?
Dale Drew. Now, there's a name. The guy from, the security guy from TimeNet.
MCI.
MCI. Well, actually, it was TimeNet MCI. Yeah.
I'm looking at the university directory. Here's how to make an international call. Dial 8 plus 011 plus country code, city code.
No, that's not right. You can't dial 8 and 0. You have to dial 8 and 01.
Yeah, it says 8 plus 011.
No, not 011. 011 will not work. 8 is for operator-assisted calls, and 011 is dialing direct.
Well, this says international calls can be placed directly without the
assistance
of an outside operator.
It is wrong.
Instructions.
Yes, it's totally wrong because that's not... I tried that, and I got a horrible little siren noise.
But this, you have to use a PAC code.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's right for the PAC codes. That's possible.
All right. I'll let you get on to another caller.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good night.
You know, I'd sort of like to hear who was playing back then. Let's listen to Arnie for a second.
Yorm Kalkinen at the Lone Star. McCoy Tyner will be at Sweet Basil, and Steve Bader's at the Cat Club Wednesday, January 6th. For Thursday, January 7th, Benny King at Club 2020. Grover Washington at the Blue Note. Jim Carroll, along with Richard Hell, will be at the Bottom Line. Yorm Kalkinen will be at the Lone Star. Kenny Burrell at Fat Tuesdays. Les Rita Mitsuko, along with Arto Lindsay, will be at Drums. The Lone Cowboys and Binky Phillips will be at Tramps. And McCoy Tyner will be at Sweet Basil. Those shows Thursday, January 7th. For Friday, January 8th, it's Benny King at Club 2020. Day for Night will be at Sparks. Grover Washington will be at the Blue Note. Kenny Burrell at Fat Tuesdays. McCoy Tyner at Sweet Basil. Soul Asylum and Manitoba's Wild Kingdom at Maxwell. Sun Ra at the Bottom Line. The Tailgaters at the Lone Star. And Urban Blight and the Cucumbers at the Ritz. That's happening Friday, January 8th. For Saturday, January 9th, it's Agnostic Front, Token Entry, Rest in Pieces, and Caligula at Sundance and Bayshore. Benny King at Club 2020. The Crusados, Liars, and Original Sins at the Ritz in Manhattan. Dinosaur Jr. and Killdozer will be at Maxwell's. Grover Washington at the Blue Note. Jamaluddin Takuma at Jazz Track. John Cale, Chris Bedding, and the Silos will be at the Bottom Line. Kenny Burrell at Fat Tuesdays. La Bamba and the Hubcaps and the Vipers at the Lone Star. And McCoy Tyner at Sweet Basil Saturday, January 9th. Some additional shows in January. Culture, January 12th and 13th at SOB's. Holly Beth Vincent, January 12th at the Cat Club. John Renborn, January 13th at the Bottom Line. Warlock, January 13th at the Cat Club. Ben Vaughn Combo, January 15th at Speakeasy. The Feelies, January 15th at the Ritz. OCBSA, January 15th at SOB's. Richard Barone, January 15th at the Bottom Line. They Might Be Giants, January 15th at Maxwell's. Exodus and MOD, January 16th at Showcase. Livingston Taylor, January 16th at the Intermedia Art Center in Huntington. Paul Deano's Battle Zone and Obsession, January 16th at Sundance in Bayshore. And the International Art of Jazz presents Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, January 17th at the Ethical Humanist Society in Garden City. This has been the Concert Billboard on WUSB Stony Brook for Sunday, January 3rd. Concert Billboard can be heard on the weekends at noon and midnight, weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m. If you missed anything, call us at 632-6901.
Well, if you missed anything, you're 7 years too late.
Remember, after brain damage comes lobotomy. Till 2:30.
Well, we're going to cut over to the conference room here and speak to the brothers are here. Did you remember the show that you used to do after brain damage called Lobotomy?
Yes.
You do remember it?
Yes.
Remember? Do you remember this particular show that I'm playing right now?
Well, yeah, since I'm hearing it, yeah, I'm remembering.
You do remember this?
No, I don't know. What came after this?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either.
We're listening to the first song that you played. Now, keep in mind, Brain Damage used to be on from 10 to 12, and we didn't get a whole lot of phone calls. And then we moved it to midnight, and we got a whole lot of phone calls. So
it grew.
It grew like a virus.
Well, most of the age of the youngsters, they probably had to be in by 11:30, so that's why I got a lot more calls at midnight.
It could be true. That could be true.
Thanks.
Hey, did anybody go to any of those concerts that Arnie was talking about? You guys remember any of those?
Spiny saw Naked Ray Gun, I believe.
The very show that he was talking about?
Sorry.
You saw the show that he was talking about. That's
and they said Original Sin.
That's pretty amazing. By the way, Kenyon is supposed to be on in a couple of minutes, running a bit late, understandably so. He's yielded a few minutes to us.
Good luck to Jack.
Connect the operator.
Yeah, we want to connect operators
Larry
together.
Or Lenny.
Okay, you see, I ran into a slight problem in that one of the numbers I wanted to call was blocked by the university, so I wasn't able to call them. So I'm going to have to connect some things together that I think are going to be recordings, but if we're lucky, if we're very lucky, we might be able to get operators out of this.
Operator.
Hey, you know, there's a new phone number posted here we didn't have before. It tells us if there is a snow condition on campus. So let's find out right now if anything is closed because of snow. I haven't looked outside in a while.
Yeah.
You've reached 632 Snow, the University at Stony Brook Storm Information Line. If you're trying to reach Dr. Stanley Philbin, who previously had this number, please call 632-9761.
Okay.
If weather conditions are forecast that would make traveling hazardous, this number will give you up-to-date information on class and event cancellations and campus road and parking lot conditions for the West and South Campus. For information about the East Campus, University Medical Center and the School of Dental Medicine, call 444-SNOW. If you would like to hear this message again, press 2. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Matt, you just come in here with an announcement.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Now, repeat that to the people, what you just told me.
There's a fellow on one of the lines here who has a tape of something that he played for you about a year ago on a previous show, and you said you found it interesting, and I guess he's going to try to find it, play it back for you now.
Well, has he found it already?
I think he has.
Okay, and do you think I'll find it interesting now if I found it interesting a year ago?
No idea, because I never heard it myself.
Well, maybe the audience didn't find it interesting then, and they certainly won't find it interesting now, but I guess I could always take the chance.
Number 4.
Number 4?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just punch this button right here.
Sing along hit number 666.
Punched the wrong button.
Six,
I'm sorry.
Damn.
After all this time, I still don't know what button to push. Okay, let's try this one. Hello, is there a caller there?
Yes, okay. I have the piece.
You have the piece.
I'll put it on now, okay?
Put on the piece.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ooh. That's from Negative Land.
Sounds like it was done with a Lowry genie.
Not even supposed to be here today.
That sound familiar?
Well, yeah, that's from a Negative Land album called Points.
Points?
Yeah.
Wait, who's the band?
Well, I don't know who did it, but that's the second track on a Negative Land album called Points. You know, back then, I don't think I had the record, but since then, I've gotten that record, and I recognize that piece.
Negative Land album, you said? That's the name of the group?
Negative Land.
Negative Land, never even heard of them.
Never heard of Negative Land.
Oh.
Ah. I happen to have a Negative Land CD set right here.
Oh,
and,
is it available at your local record store?
Well, it's available at your local cool record store.
Record store?
Well, I'm not going to give names out, but if you think it's cool, then it's probably cool. You know what I mean? But Negative Land is a band out of the Bay Area. In fact, they do a weekly radio show called Over the Edge. And they do all kinds of weird things with phones and with, with listener phone calls and voices and sound effects and things like that. It's kind of different from this show in that you can't really understand anything that they're saying. But apart from that, it's really pretty good, though.
Yeah, around here it's the other way around. We can't understand half of what other people are saying.
We have a passage from that particular radio show that was brought to us at great expense. In fact, what they are doing here is calling Radio Moscow, believe it or not. So, I mean, the parallels are simply incredible. So, you can listen to this. Negativeland is spelled N-E-G-A-T-I-V-L-A-N-D. No E in Negativeland. Well, there's one E in Negativeland, but no E where you'd expect it to be.
Yeah.
And check them out. Especially, what was that record called that has time zones on it? Escape from Noise. Yes,
no,
that's the record everybody should start with.
I tried calling Moscow once. I got Moscow information back when it was free. They gave me Vladimir Posner's phone number.
No. Get out. Really?
No joke. And this was during the coup attempt, no less.
Wow.
AT&T had Vladimir Posner's phone number on file.
So did you call him?
Yeah, it rang. He wasn't there.
he was out. So he's probably waiting in a bread line or something.
Yeah, he's probably just sitting on one of Yeltsin's tanks or something like that.
Okay, well, caller, thanks for the memories.
Is there any chance you could, like, play that over the air now?
You want us to play the Radio Moscow thing?
No, the Negative Land.
No, that's not. I have that myself. I don't think we have that here.
And you came in, and how did you come across this?
Every time I find a Negative Land album, I buy it. Yeah. Every time you guys pick up the phone, I have to hang up because you make so much noise. But here's Negative Land.
Sure, one runs to it.
Calling Radio Moscow.
And the dot is just a dot.
Dimension, or whatever you might imagine. Dr. Oslo, Norway, memo to Howland Island. Dear Mr. Friday, your memo has been received. I am sitting tight here at World Advertising and in constant contact with all the mainland members of the team. This is a fantastic day for the NetWeb. I can only help but feel that... Strike that. Back to... What's that? Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to continue this memo after a short break. Norway back. I've retired to my private quarters here at World Advertising. Too much confusion and activity out in the public areas. I believe it will turn out to be a false alarm, as usual. Note to my secretary, see if you can get me the overseas calling schedule for Mr. Friday at Radio Moscow.
Only toothbrushes, toothpaste, and a razor.
And now today's recording already in progress.
C. Elliott Friday. United States calling C. Elliott Friday. United States calling C. Elliott Friday.
You've been trying for 2 days, you said? Where's your operator?
I'm here.
Arnold? Hello, we want to speak to Mr. Elliott. What was his last name?
Friday.
We want to speak to Mr. Elliott Friday. Hello? Can we go to that?
No collect calls and no third-party billing charges will be accepted at this number.
Hello, we want to speak to Mr. Elliott.
Hello.
Hello.
America, we want to speak to Mr. Elliott Friday.
This is Radio Moscow.
This is Radio Moscow.
This is Radio Moscow.
Mr. Friday.
Tuesday. Is this the Radio Moscow?
Yes, Radio Moscow has a lot of men and women.
Okay. Mr. Friday is visiting the station.
Okay, and that was a bit from Negative Land. It's kind of scary how similar it is in some ways.
Who did it first?
Well, I don't know. Let's check the year on this thing. Well, it's kind of covered up, so I don't really know. I think they've been doing it for longer, actually. But they've been doing it on the West Coast, so we couldn't really hear what they were doing.
Now, with all these people here at, in the studios at WUSB representing such a huge chunk of WUSB programming, you have to wonder how tonight's episode is going to rub off on them, and how much like brain damage will the rest of WUSB sound as a result of this one evening.
It's like we're exploding tonight and sort of spreading the shrapnel around the schedule, you know?
Yes.
We'll see how much of it gets embedded in the other programs.
Yes, and of course, the law of conservation of WUSB programming states that WUSB programming can be neither created nor destroyed. It just changes its form.
I didn't know that was a law. Wow. That's good. That's good to know. Folks in the inside there, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. It's amazing that technology works, because you're so far away. Okay, we are going to try what has been requested of us, to connect all the operators together. Now, I should point out that it's been made very difficult because of various things here. So we're going to wind up getting a massive recording, which will eventually connect to an operator. What we'll try to do is connect as many of those together and see how many operators we can connect at once. All right,
yeah.
So let's see what we can do here.
Love each other.
Okay, we're connecting one. All right, now let's connect another. No, I did it wrong. Okay. Hold on. I'll do it right.
Are we on? We're on. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. Guys, why don't you talk about brain damage for a little while?
Sure,
I'll try to dial here.
Sure, big guy didn't screw up the phone system?
I don't know. Someone's been messing with it.
You know, you taught him how to do that teleconference thing.
I did?
Big gum. He knows how to do it.
He taught everyone how to do it.
Well, keep talking.
Chat Henry. We're live. We're on the air here. I'd like to thank... you know, I just cannot believe the high intellect of some of the people that do call.
Okay, it is working, I should point out. It is working. In a moment, we will have five of them together.
Excellent.
Here they come.
Okay, one more and we will be all connected here. Here we go. I'm going to press zero.
We're going to turn it up a little bit.
AT&T, how may I help you? Place a call billed to a major credit card.
Hello?
AT&T, how may I help you?
Hello?
5 now.
Hello?
Yes, is the operator online?
The number you are calling, or zero for an operator.
AT&T, how may I help you?
Is this the same operator saying that all those times?
AT&T.
Hello?
The number you are calling.
I imagine you are an operator. Sir, I don't know.
Is there something wrong with the long-distance network?
I have no idea. You're reaching a live AT&T operator.
Yes.
I don't know why you're
AT&T
getting
the you.
Recording.
Actually, it sounds like there's more than one operator on the line. How many operators are here?
Hello?
This is the AT&T operator. How may I help you?
Talk to each other.
Hello?
Wow, for operators, they're pretty quiet.
They're clicking a lot. There's a lot of clicking going on there.
Flamenco operators.
Well, that's basically what happened there. You see, It's better when they all pick up at once and they all start conversing with each other and they have a high old time. But because it takes...
I guess you had to be there.
It takes several minutes to get to get past the recording, get to the operator, and it's kind of late at night. They sound kind
and you
cranky.
Publish what magazine? Mm-hmm. Very cranky.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's pretty much it for us, as far as I can tell.
I go on to effort, though.
Is there anything we forgot to do? We heard the show from 1988, the first show. And we're all gathered in various...
Jim Wiener?
Yes, thank Jim Wiener. He didn't show up tonight, which was very good.
Eric?
It could be.
No, it's too late, Wiener. You can't get
I actually, I filled in for Brain Damage once, and I just want to thank you for that.
You filled in for Brain Damage once?
Yes,
for
I
the
did.
Bill.
Yes.
And I filled in for Brain Damage when you never showed up, and you left me sitting there.
That's true. I had reason for... I remember Brother Nick did a Brain Damage once.
Well, I remember engineering a Brain Damage once.
I remember doing a Brain Damage from the city.
Right, the monster truck
yes.
pull.
Yeah, the monster truck rally. And well, I wasn't at the monster truck rally. I was at a payphone outside it.
Actually, right. You guys.
I was at a payphone across the street from you that night.
That was the night that we all went into the city.
That's where we left
That's
him.
Right.
Yeah, we had people downtown and all over the place. There's a CD balanced on Nick's head. It's very incredible.
The world is round. Introduction. It was originally hanging. So what's in the future?
What is in the future?
What lies ahead?
What's going to be on here next week? I think the show that begins now is going to be on at 12. Is that how it works?
That's right.
So Kenyon,
right. I have a prediction. I figure it's going to be six to 8 months before the listeners figure out that it's not on the air anymore. Guaranteed.
That's true. You know, I think a lot of our listeners don't have radios and they just will call up no matter what.
Yes.
But we have one final thing we have to do.
They have radios. They don't know how to plug them in.
We have to take the last call.
The last call.
Now, I don't think it's going to be Rich Koch. He was the
last
first call ever.
Last
but it
call
could be.
Call.
It could be, but I don't think it will be. I just have
last
this feeling.
Call.
Last call. Our last call here.
No, I'm scared.
Who will it be? Who will it be?
Five.
No, I was going to go for two, actually.
Yeah, two.
But guys, don't press the button in there, because if you press the button, it makes a sound explosion here, so
we will not.
All right. Here we go.
Hit number two.
All right. Brain Damage, you're
it's
on the
two.
Air. You know, you can wait for me to say for the last time, Brain Damage, you're on the air. Let's try this again, okay? I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll pick up like I'm picking up for the first time.
Whoa.
Pick up number five.
Brain Damage,
now.
You're on.
Pick up five.
She
yeah.
did it again. She did it again. You don't deserve to be there. No, she's gone. She's gone. She does not deserve to be the last call. I want someone that lets me say, all right, I'll go to five. I'll go to five. Brain Damage, you're on the air.
Well, there. This is Lyle.
There. Lyle, I want to thank you for having
sure
the courtesy to wait for me to finish the sentence.
Thank you.
What's up, Lyle?
No, I just wanted to say when I went hunting this week, I missed my gun.
Okay, that'll be the last word of Brain Damage.
Yes, and that will explain a lot.
That will explain quite a bit. That's
how about the last intelligent call? Which will be here all night, though.
We'll never happen. Can't even
well,
go.
One of you
right
want
now,
to run in and call us, and maybe we can. No. I think that's a good way to end. Yeah. Last words, Matt.
Oh well, I'd like to thank the intelligent callers.
Thank you.
However few and far between they were. Come on, guys. You didn't have to sit through them for 3 years. You just had to sit through them for one night.
All right, now it comes out. Now.
We call you out.
Don't yeah.
We accept.
We took it on the chin here. We did it for everybody else on this station here. We went that extra mile and a half.
That's right. Actually, extra few kilometers in some cases.
But now everyone can call sports section, right?
Oh God.
Yes, all the listeners that listen to Brain Damage can now call the sports section will be accommodating all of the Brain Damage listeners, right?
That's right, and we will be referring them to various psychiatric agencies in the tri-state area.
Yeah. That's our lot in life.
Good life.
Well, okay, it's time for us to go. It's half an hour past when we're supposed to go.
Eric, Matt, thank you for having us on the air.
Thank you everybody for showing up.
Yay.
Where were you guys when we needed you?
Jolly good job, darling.
And we'll be around. We'll be floating around. You'll hear our voices. If you keep tuned to the radio station, you'll hear some interesting things in the months ahead. But you got to listen, and you got to take part in the whole process. Remember, anybody can become a part of it. Just come on down, do what you want to do. Now, you guys, we're gonna split with a song from one of my favorite bands. And, I don't know. I guess there's nothing else to say, really. I can't, I'm trying to think of something profound.
Yes.
And all I can say is...
Thank you. Good night.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. What was the rest of it?
Good night.
Good night. Okay, wait a minute. I'll try to get it all at once. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
Wait, one more time.
Everyone together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Too
good.
And
good
night.
Sing along hit number 7.
To WUSB. Cast it tonight on fire!